Yesterday, we had a session on these fundamental changes to soil taxonomy, and I talked a little bit about the sort of the problems or the roadblocks or the challenges to making some of these fundamental changes. And then I sort of showed as an example the soil moisture regime just a little bit. But today I'm going to build on that a little bit more, and you can see most of this in my poster. So this is pretty much an advertisement, but if you can just come here, you'll learn a little bit, I hope, anyway. In 2015, the Soil Science Society of America established a task force to develop fundamental changes in soil taxonomy. The objective was to create a system that's less complicated, more user-friendly, that can serve as an effective and engaging tool for the soil science community to reach other disciplines and communities that use our soils information. And so really what we're trying to do is go backwards here. The 1983 version we could put in our back pocket. Now we have a version that we pretty much try to decide, is it too heavy to put in my field bag, okay? There's a lot of complications in these in there that maybe is unnecessary. One of the ways that we thought we might be able to simplify the system and make it easier for folks to use, but also learn more about our soils at a higher level in the classification system, is to try to move the moisture regime to the family level. And so what I've got here is just a list of reasons that that we've come up with that are good reasons to do this. Let me just say right now that everyone in the task force is not totally in agreement with this. And so if you're interested in making comments about that, I'll have a sheet of paper at my poster, and you can basically sign in that you're interested in it, and we'll send you the proposals. So the first one, it provides consistency by having the two climate variables at the family level. Right now, soil temperature is included at the family level. Cryic and gelic are exceptions, and we're considering changing that. But the moisture regime occurs in different categories, mostly at the suborder. All right, both at the family level makes sense since the definitions of the soil moisture regimes are tied right to soil temperature. And here's an example from soil taxonomy that sort of shows that. So temperature and moisture regime are tied in soil taxonomy, but they're separated in the when we go to classify the soil. And then soil temperature and soil moisture are rarely measured for classification purposes. Many of us measure soil moisture. We measure soil temperature when we're doing things like soil respiration and things like that. But to measure the temperature and measure the soil moisture content, that's not something we do for classification. And essentially what we do is use climate data or a map. And so it's not something that we measure. The second one is it increases our knowledge gained by the person classifying the soil to the suborder level. And so here's our current great groups in inceptisols, and then some of the fundamental changes of going to the suborder would be. And so what you would recognize here, instead of at the great group understanding that it has a durapan or a calcic or something like that, or a fragipan, you would understand this at the suborder level instead of at the great group level. And then Dylan Baudette made this map right here where it shows the amount of information that you gain from going from the order level to the suborder. The current one is on the top. And the blue values mean that you essentially learn nothing from going from the order level to the suborder level. But then if we take our proposed changes, as you see in the bottom map, now we learn a lot more about the soil by going from the order level to the suborder level. And this occurs over essentially the whole U.S. The exception might be a little bit here in the southwest part of the country. It would reduce the number of taxa in the book, okay, not the part that's outside of the book. And then here's an example where our current taxa right now are 204 for inceptisols, and by going through this proposal, we could reduce it to 124. So essentially try to remove the number, or not remove them, but limit the number that we have so that it would be much easier to classify the soil. And then lastly, hopefully we'd have greater acceptance from the international community and remove what some consider not soil properties from the classification system at the suborder level.
Very good. Thank you, Mark.